under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is hour number two on this Monday, October 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now in this time slot is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
Had a lot of sports to watch over the weekend.
Yeah.
And man, I was bad, 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 and I am paying for it this morning. Inflammation, the scale went up. I have to absolutely purge my body today and clean things out. This is something that we go through a lot, especially people on your program. They lose the weight, they get down, they are through fat burn, they go through reset, they basically get things locked in. But then special events come up. People choose to go to weddings and go to different family reunions. We got Thanksgiving coming. We've got Christmas, New Year's. This is something we have to deal with the rest of our lives.
Well, sure. I mean, the system is set up to basically reset your body back to a nice, healing, functional way of life on the inside of your body.
So while
everyone's appreciating the outside, no one really, really pays. I think everyone's so appreciative of what they see on the outside that they really don't give their inside body parts a freaking high five and say, way to go, man. Way to go. Because inside of you is what did all the hard work.
Sure.
It's the hidden part of you that did all the hard work. And so when you go out with your new appearance, you kind of feel pretty much invincible because you haven't felt this way in a long time. And, you know, and we show you ways of being able to still indulge, you know, in some of those foods that, you know, that have become our favorite throughout our life. But sometimes those foods aren't exactly what the inside of our body is asking for.
Exactly.
The
inside, because what you basically did, and even my commercial that we've been running, says you changed my metabolism. You changed the inside functioning of the metabolism, metabolic rate within the person's body.
Correct. Because so what happened when we scanned each individual is that we asked the body, what is going wrong? What is so wrong on the inside of you that you look like this, you feel like this, and you don't want to be this anymore? What is it? So we found the answer. We found all the different systems in your body because we understand that your systems are only working if the strength of the frequency inside of the cell is working. I mean, it's as simple as that. You go outside, your car battery is dead. I guess you're not going anywhere until you have a friend come over with some jumper cables and jump the battery cell again. That's the only way you're going to move forward. So what we did was, because we addressed specific areas inside the body and reestablish connection. We reestablish connection with the homeland inside your body to sure. work with the way that God designed your body to work. So we did all that. Now what happens is that we release everybody there. It's kind of like, you know, kick the little birds out of the nest and go forth, be fruitful, multiply, do sure. life.
Yep.
And we show you how to do that in a really good way. But what happens is people aren't maybe really understanding what they're putting in their body. They might be going back to 10 to 20% of dead food. They might have gone back to from putting live food that was healthy and nutritious, real food, because yep. that's what everyone ate, was real food on the program. Real protein, real live vegetables, and real live fruit. Nothing was canned. I mean, nothing was sugar. Nothing was prepackaged in the sense of Doritos, right?
Yes. Let's talk about that. Live sure. food versus dead food.
Correct.
Short break. Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, staying on through the break, is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. So explain to the people who've not been through your program, they're thinking about it, they've been hearing us talk about it, they've gone to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, they've looked at the pictures, they've perhaps listened to interviews 2 and 4. But explain the process of fat burning. When somebody is scanned and you figure out what's not working, what isn't communicating, what cells aren't communicating with what organs, and then you design a program based on their body, what are they eating during fat burn?
They're eating good old-fashioned meat, vegetables. They're eating proteins, beef, chicken, fish, eggs. Just your good. You're eating every protein except for bacon and salmon that I can think of that would bother people in 40 days. So if you want to lose 2 to 3 pant sizes, you're going to have to avoid pork and salmon for 40 days.
Sure.
And then you're going to have to eat real vegetables. Real vegetables. You can get them frozen. You can get them hopefully fresh. If not, you can do frozen. And yeah, you can do some canned vegetables, but we really, if that's a last resort.
Fresh and frozen would be the best top two priority. Fresh.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sure. In some extreme cases, you know what, we'll help you shop the best canned vegetables. And then you're going to eat real fruit. Again, frozen fruit, or go to the grocery store and buy fruit. We're using real food because that's how God designed the body. People that go on a weight loss program, it's a $33 billion industry out there. They're buying BS crap. They're buying, if any of you out there, you're on a shake, you're taking a bar, or you know, those like little meal bars or whatever they are.
Yep.
Go look at the label.
Packaged food process.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to bring up, though, is that it's been driving me nuts because, again, I used to be a part of monthly workshops in our chiropractic office for over 20 years.
Sure.
And one of the things that we constantly kept impressing upon the clients is that, and this was a stat a long time ago, and I tried looking it up, but this is what I got, is how much medication does America take? So America, right? You picture us on the globe, you see us on the globe, and we're a lot smaller of a country than a lot of other countries, right? But we consume, in 2019, this is the last I have, is that in America, 66% of Americans are taking prescription medication. And it says in other countries, like UK, Europe, and places like that, they're taking. So what the stat used to be is we take 80%. This is a stat we used to have a long time ago. We take 80% of the world's medication. Of all the medication that's produced in this in the world, America, that little bitty section that you see on the whole globe, we consume 80% of the entire population of medication that goes out. So it says other countries, doctors prescribe fewer medications, often focusing on long-term health management or preventative care. Okay, the pharmaceutical industry in America is more market-driven, which is direct-to-consumer advertising. It can lead to higher consumption. So it says the healthcare is more fragmented. Our system is more fragmented and emphasizes quick fixes like prescription drugs rather than preventative measures. In contrast, countries with more holistic or integrative healthcare approaches may rely less on medication, more on non-pharmaceutical interventions like diet, lifestyle. I mean, it's just like, so in America, we are spoiled. We want it, and we want it now. DAMMIT. Why am I been in the McDonald's drive-thru for 9 minutes? Nine minutes.
Right.
Wow. They should get faster. There are people. What is that attitude? You know, and I just wonder constantly when I'm out watching zombies. It's painful to go outside of my apartment or outside of my work these days. All I see are zombies.
Right. And in that process, Missy, when they're eating these type of foods, like you described, Doritos and all these other type of things, they're dead foods compared to live foods. Explain that difference between the two.
Well, okay, this is just common sense. Did it come from Mother Earth? Did somebody go and pluck it out of the ground or pick it from a tree or shoot an animal, butcher it, cut it up, and we're buying the meat now in the market? No. The majority of people, do you want to know if you're eating dead food? Dead food is opposite of the perimeter of your grocery aisle. The perimeter is where you live. The perimeter is the healthy, is the most, it's either being refrigerated, or you can tell it's not in a can and it's not in a bag with an expiration date saying 3 years from now.
Sure.
That's dead food.
And that process, like you just described, that preservatives, the chemicals in there, is what causes most of the problems.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, type 2 diabetes. I mean, when my husband came a type 1 diabetic and we started going over to him working with his guy, I mean, him and his doctor, they would just sit there. I mean, the doctor was exasperated. I mean, he is like, people come in, they're so overweight, and they don't want to hear me tell them how to eat better. They just want to know, how do I increase and how do I make my little insulin drip go get better? And I'm like, that's a zombie. That is somebody that's out of tune with, I think, their purpose on this planet. Because sure, God did not make us have to have a pump to pump drugs into our system so that way we can wake up tomorrow. That's obviously necessary in some serious situations,
sure,
but not all these type 2 people walking around. And so you look at it, and again, because our FDA has allowed so many horrific chemicals in our soil. I looked at this. It says, because I go to my little fancy ChatGPT when I want to ask questions.
Sure.
And it talks about, like, what is it the pharmaceutical company does? Well, they create these beautiful ads that appeal to the emotions of the people going, oh, I can't sleep. That's right. I need to take that medicine to knock me out. Well, what if it is this just a chain of events of called hormones in your body that aren't communicated anymore? Why not get the jumper cables up and recharge them with some frequencies? You know, I was with a lady, I was getting my toes done, my pedicure this over the weekend, and I ran into a good friend of mine from high school days, and her daughter was getting married this weekend, and unfortunately I did not know her husband just passed away on Saturday. Didn't know it, because I'm not on Facebook in that way. I jump on Facebook to open people's eyes up, but that's it. I get off.
Sure.
So I'm like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. So she'd asked me in sitting there what I was doing for a living. So I explained what I did, what I was doing. You know, we had time to kill, so why not explain it?
Sure.
So she looked at me, and she's like, had you told me this stuff 5 months ago, I would have sat here and really thought you're crazy. I would have thought you're crazy. She goes, but given what I just saw my husband go through, what I saw Ron go through the last 4 months, she goes, Missy, what I wouldn't give to have heard you talk like this months ago, even though I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'm like, you guys, so yeah, I might sound crazy, kooky, but for all of you that sit back and just don't believe, you don't believe in the power of your body, but you're going to the medication cupboard every morning, you believe in that more than you believe in you.
Well, and on that point, again, it's tied to understanding the body's function, which your scan basically explains to people, this is where you're currently at this time in your life. These are the problems. These are the issues. These are your top three or four main functions of your systems that aren't working. We can get them communicating. We can get them working again. And at the same time, you just happen to lose weight in the process.
Exactly. I'm a sneaky weight loss person. I'm sneaky. I mean, yes, I come in, I'm like, yeah, you're going to lose weight. Let me advertise this way, because I know what's going to happen to every single person that comes in through and goes through our office. Their life is going to improve, not just because they look good, they look sexy, they're in cuter clothes. Oh, no. We're resetting the inside of their DNA and their cells. I know what's going to happen inside of people. They're going to get off all kinds of medication because we're restoring the function of their body back to how God originally designed those cells to work. Now, do people yeah, people can come in. There's a lot of people that do that are on our VIP program. That means every 3 to 4 months, they're going to get a wellness scan. And this has nothing to do with dieting at this point. This is other than you going to your GNC or your Walmart or your Costco or your Sam's Club and picking up the same jug of pills, supplements, 300 count or whatever they are.
Right.
Do you really know that you know that you know that that's exactly what your body needs, or are you guessing? So I look at it this way. If people comprehendo that frequencies is what really is running the engine of their body, then why wouldn't they want to give it a reboot and give it fresh frequencies and find out exactly what maybe two supplements they need to take for the next 30, 60, 90 days? Because yeah. If I'm only going to see you every 90 days, we're going to ask your body over the next 90 days, what do you need from us? What is your body asking for? And bloop, out the door it goes. We ship it, like call you back in 3 to 4 or 5 months and, you know, get that set up right now, a scan. Again, it's not about dieting. It's about giving your body what it needs.
Exactly. And by eating live foods during fat burn, and like you say, you're only giving up, you know, pork and salmon for 40, 50 days. And then basically seeing where you are, your body reacts to it, your metabolism kicks in, you burn the fat, and then you decide where you want to go from there.
Yeah, well, hopefully you want to keep maintaining that, the good feeling. And you don't wake up feeling like poop, you know,
Yes, absolutely. Well, it makes sense, and especially like today I'm going to go through a reset because I was bad over the weekend with my sports, but that's okay. I've learned so much today because now I understand, okay, my metabolism, my body's reacting to the bad foods I ate, so why do it? It's basically what you got to ask yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just because something that popped up today when I was getting ready for this is like one of the problems that that our food has in it is it says certain foods weaken immune system. It says long-term exposure to food chemicals along with certain meds may weaken the immune system. And it says especially if you're eating foods that are high in heavy metals and pesticides. And I'm like, well, which ones are those?
Sure.
Well, strawberries. Top Dirty Dozen, it ranks that way because strawberries are prone to heavy pesticides used, and they're vulnerable to them. Strawberries are vulnerable. Go figure. God didn't make strawberries to have to ever know what a pesticide was, right?
Sure.
Spinach, leafy greens tend to absorb higher amounts of pesticides from the soil. Apples, frequently sprayed with pesticides to prevent pests and diseases. Grapes, peaches, cherries, bell peppers, celery. Celery's porous stalks make it prone to absorbing pesticides from the soil. See, what I'm telling you guys, we never stood a chance to begin with, all of us, because our government is tainting our soil. So if we didn't have tainted soil, maybe we wouldn't have so much sickness. But you have to beat the system, which means you have to know what they're using on you to make you sick. If you don't know what they're doing to make you sick, then of course it would never make sense of why I can come over here and help you. If you don't know you're sick, then of course you don't need me.
Yeah,
but if you're taking medications and you're out there and not washing your veggies and taking care of all that crap that's on the outside of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to affect your body, your cell, your communication, your organs, all of it.
Yeah, and the more medications you go, and there it is. Yeah.
Very good. Again, go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Set up a consultation for free as being one of our listeners. Missy, we appreciate you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless everybody.
God bless you. Omni Hour News Break will be right back.